Topic 10. The Path to Continuous Education. Track 20. Listen to the passage, A New Educational Model for Lifelong Learning, and choose the answer which best completes each of the sentences according to what you hear.
Reflecting a legacy from the Industrial Revolution, many people's lives are traditionally divided into three stages: about 20 years of education, 40 years of work, and 1 to 2 decades of retirement. With increasing life expectancies, we need a new model that accommodates longer careers, potentially spanning an additional 20 to 40 years. This change is driven not only by economic factors but also because their relationship to work has changed. Imagine navigating through different phases of learning, working, taking 1 year breaks to acquire new skills, switching careers, and balancing gig work, volunteering, and downtime. In such a framework, your job prospects would depend more on the skills you've gained and your ability to keep learning, rather than just your academic credentials. Companies like Walmart, Google, and Steelcase are already moving towards evaluating candidates based on their skills rather than exclusively on their educational qualifications or prior work experience. As a result, the distinction between work and personal life is likely to become even more blurred or possibly vanish altogether. Individuals might enter the workforce at a younger age, work fewer hours each week, and continuously engage in lifelong learning to keep their knowledge current, given that everything we know about the world keeps changing. If this trend continues, the concept of retirement might eventually become obsolete.